after Jesus Christ. I can't wait to tell my friends. And I went back, boy, I told my friends. I told my mom and dad, I'm like, how come we don't take our Bibles to church? They're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, you know, man, I'm... And finally I left, went to a Baptist Bible preaching church, and God really helped me to grow. But I'll tell you what, getting saved changed my life, and I wanted to tell the world. And listen, we have a job to do here in Grand Rapids, okay? I would love to see so many wonderful things happen here at Highland Hills that you would be on mission to share the gospel to the point where you'd have to start having two services. Wouldn't that be great? You're like, well, I don't know. That's a lot of work, you know. I don't know if we have enough parking spaces. And, you know, listen, we need to be on mission. We need to dream and say, God, I want to be missional here in Grand Rapids. Not just to support the Rudolphs and the Postumas and the rest of your missionaries. Like, yeah, go out there and win the world. No, you need to be on mission here. Amen? And so this morning I want to talk about six agents that enable you to be a missionary in your world. Six agents that enable you to be a missionary in your world. As I studied 1 John chapter 1, I started noticing there's a lot of agency here. Things that help you. I don't know, most of you, if you have a car or a house, you have insurance. You know, if in case you wreck your car or your house burns down or you have water damage or something. And so you have an agent, an insurance agent, who helps you with all these technical things. You know, they come, I have an agent come to my house, and they're like, I'm like, well, what kind of insurance do I need? I don't know. He says, well, do you live in a floodplain? I'm like, what's that? You know, we're water, you need flood insurance, or you need this insurance, and somebody who understands the technicalities of it, someone that can help you, they're a go-between, someone who empowers you to do the right thing. And so as I read 1 John, I'm like, there's an awful lot of agency going on here, whereas we can be helped to fulfill our mission. So we're going to look at these six agents that enable us to be missionaries in our world. The first one is in chapter 1. Verses 1 through 3, let's read that. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Let's stop right there. Number one, you can write this phrase out if you want. This will help me to preach this message a lot quicker. I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered by the transcendence of God. So this first phrase I'm going to give to every one of these agencies is, I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered, and then I'll give you the six agents, okay? So I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered, number one, by the transcendence of God. The transcendence of God. Aren't you glad that God is the one who comes down? John said, this God, that which was from the beginning, he's going way back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Man, when you look at the world we live in, does the mighty power and the awesomeness of God ever overwhelm you? You're like, I know the creator of the universe. The creator, the beauty, the things that I see sometimes that God has made, it affects my life and in his awesomeness and his greatness. And to think that he sent his son down to earth. He transcended that greatness, that awesomeness, that divinity and omnipotence and omniscience and God in all of his eternality. He said, I want to come and be with my people because they can't do it themselves. I remember when the night I got saved, the thought that came to me was, I can't do it. as the preacher is like, you need to be a Christian, you need to do this. And I'm like, I can't stop swearing. I can't stop my pornography. I can't stop my lying. I'm lost. I try, but I can't stop it. And God came down in mighty power and he said, Ken Rudolph, you can't do it. Jesus did it. I can help you. The transcendence of God. And here's what John is saying. He goes, that which was from the beginning, the great creator, whom my eyes have seen and my ears have heard. God came, Jesus came down. He says, my hands have handled him. Oh man, I'll tell you what. When you know and understand the transcendence of God, that he's personal to you, that makes a difference to be missional. Amen? That's why you want to tell people, God loves me, this rotten sinner, and he came down to me. And John is saying, he chose me. I was just fishing. He goes, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He says, I saw him. I heard him. He says, my hands handled him. You know, sometimes I'm kind of jealous of John when I think of how he was with the Lord on the Last Supper. And he had one of the places of honor right next to Jesus during the Passover feast there. And Jesus says, one of you is going to betray me. And Peter motions to John because he's right next to him. He's like, ask him who it is. You know, you're there, ask him. And it says that John laid back on the breast of Jesus. Jesus is right next to him. And so John lays his head right on the shoulder of Jesus. He's just kind of snuggling up to Jesus, the creator of the universe. He's snuggling with him, you know. Who is it? I could just see you. It's not you, John. Don't worry. But do you have that kind of relationship with Jesus Christ? You're like, God came down. Jesus came down. And John is so excited here. He's like, you know what? This is what makes me missional. This is what makes me want to tell you guys. He said, that which was from the beginning, which I saw with my eyes, I heard him, and he touched me. You know, and I was able to touch him. He said, and he was made manifest to us. Doesn't that affect your life to say, I want to tell the world? Well, I hope that, number one, the thing that you can step out by faith missionally into your world and be empowered is because of the transcendence of God. Let that move you. Secondly, I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I'm empowered by, number two, by my story of God, my story with God. Verse 3 says, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He says, you know what? That God was made manifest to me. And if you're born again, he was made manifest to you too. And he says, and so I want to proclaim him to you. John's like, you know what? Now I want to tell you. I want to tell you what he did for me. I saw him. I heard him. I touched him. He's real. If God is real in your life, how can you not but tell others? I love to tell my story. I told my story to the young people last night. And I told them, man, I was into swearing, you know. I grew up on a farm and cows made me crazy. And I just, that's where my swearing really was perfected, you know, out in the barn there. You know, you blankety blank, 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 cows blank, you know, anger and frustration and sin and filth. And then I got saved. I love to tell that story. I went to camp, and it's even amazing how God got me to camp. I took my cows to the county fair and tied them up. Just happened to tie them up next to another Christian. You know, they had their cows in the same tent that I had my cows. And they'd pray before they'd eat, you know, and they'd be like, Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day, you know, and be with our cows. And I'm like, they pray for their cows. I'm like, whoa. And God got me in this story that how he got me to the camp and how I heard the gospel. And how he got me out of that liberal church. and how I grew and heard the beauties of the Word of God every Sunday. Even the story of hearing a really bad sermon one Sunday. God even used that, because I looked at the floor in the pew and I'm like, man, I could preach better than that. And the Holy Spirit said, that's what I want you to do. And I looked up, I'm like, I'm going to be a preacher. It's my story. Oh, man, I'll tell you about it. This love affair with Jesus Christ. What's your story? Are you in love with him? John was so in love. He goes, whoa, that was from the beginning. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my hands have handled. And he said, that which was made manifest to you, I want to proclaim it to you. And I hope that is one of the agencies is your own story. That which is percolating in your heart, like I just have to tell it. Oh, how I love to share this story. Wherever I go in the world, it's my story of my walk with Jesus. And I hope you have one too. If you don't, you know what? I hope you're not just an attender. Like, I'll come and, you know, okay, preacher, this better be good this week. Come on. No, I hope it's just in your heart you have such a desire to share this story. And so that's the second thing, is if God has touched you, you are an agent to go out and tell the word. Man himself can tell the story. Number three, verse 4, says, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Number three in verse 4, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Number three, I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered by the Word of God. Number three, the third agent, is the Word of God. The pastor said it this morning, the Word of God is alive. Amen? Powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me tell you what, I can be missionally, I can go out because I am empowered by the Word of God. Listen, John said, I've had this experience with God. I saw him, I heard him, I touched him. Now you might be sitting there this morning like, well, yeah, John, that's great for you. You saw him, you were there physically with him, but man, I don't know him that way. Oh, yeah? John said, I'll tell you what, I'm writing these things. I'm writing that your joy might be full. I'm writing so that you can have the same experience that I have. And it's the Word of God that can make us missionally. That's the Word of God that can change us. It's the Word of God that can familiarize us with who God is so that we want to go out and proclaim who Jesus is. Now, sometimes I think we get into a state as believers where, like, I just want an experience, you know. I mean, sometimes I think people go to church, you know, like, I just want the show. I just want, you know, I need an experience to make feel good, you know, and then I'll have to come back next week for, I'll tell you what, I think the experience God wants us to have is in our exchange with the Word of God, because it's alive, it's powerful. And John said, you can have the same fellowship we had, and I'm writing this so you can experience that. I remember Moses. Moses, when he went and got the first 10 commandments on tables of stone, and he comes down and they're having a big orgy down there. I mean, golden calf, who knows all the stuff that was going on. They were just, you know, manifesting the flesh to the max. And Moses, so he throws the 10 commandments down and breaks them, makes the people drink the gold. I mean, talk about a bad day in the life of a pastor, okay? And God's like, go up on the mountain, get the second pair. Okay, I'm going to give you another set of the 10 commandments. And he goes, God, tell you what, I need something here. Can I see your glory? I need a little experience in my life. I think he's like, can I see a bright light? You know, I just would like to. And God's like, well, no, if you see me totally, I'll kill you. You know, my glory's so great, you would die. You can't see that, but he said, I'll tell you what. You come up on the mountain. He says, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock. I'll cover you with my hand. I'll pass over, and I will declare unto you all my goodness. Does he give Moses a light show? He says, when I'm done, you can see my back. I'll let you see a little light show, but he says, I'll tell you, you know what the most important thing is that you know who I am. Okay, what's God's true glory? Is it seeing him in his brightness and his, you know? No, he says, listen, he covered Moses and he passed over and he says, here's who I am. I'm merciful. I'm gracious. I'm slow to anger. Full of steadfast love. Faithful to thousands of generations who love me and keep my commandments. Wow. Does that frost your flakes? It's who God is. How do we know that? Through the Word. Our interaction with God is through His Word. And it says that your joy might be full. What is going to make us want to be missional is that I'm full of joy and the Word of God has changed me through the Holy Spirit. We could probably put in there definitely the agency of the Holy Spirit, for one of His fruits of the Spirit is joy. And John is saying, I'm writing these things so you can have the same joy that I have. You can share in this joy and the sense of knowing Jesus Christ because you have the Word of God and you can know Him. Can I tell you, people, Ken Rudolph has never seen, visually, I've never seen God. He's never spoken to me audibly. But I'll tell you what, my hands have handled him. My eyes have seen him. Remember Job and all the trials he went through? You get to the end of Job, chapter 42, verse 5, he says, I used to hear you with the ear. Now I see you with my eyes. You know what? Maybe some of you are going through trials and difficult things and scary things and you're full of fear and these trials. Listen, that's all part of the sanctification process where which we can come to know God as we look into His Word and we're like, yes, you are merciful. You are gracious. You are steadfast in your love and full of compassion, slow to anger and faithful. And I think that's the problem. Sometimes we come to hear about God every week. We just hear, but may we see Him with our eyes like Job did. He goes, yes, it used to be just an exercise in learning, but now I really see you. Do you see God in that way? That's so powerful in these first four verses. Well, then we need to go on very quickly to the fourth agent that helps us, to enables us to be a missionary in our world. In verse 5-7, this is the message we have heard from Him proclaimed to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. The fourth agent is that I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered, number four, by the continuing work of the blood of Jesus Christ. By the continuing work of the blood of Jesus Christ. How do I know this is an agent? The Bible tells me. It says, now listen, here's something that can work for you. When Jesus died on the cross and He spilled His blood, that blood was taken to the true heaven, to the true mercy seat. And that was applied on the mercy seat of the throne in heaven so that we could have forgiveness, but also that we could be continually cleansed from all sin. But there's an if clause in there. If we walk in the light, can I tell you what? Isn't everything we do, if we're going to be missional, isn't it all of the grace of God? I remember a preacher a number of years ago came into my home church and he was preaching. And he said, on our best day, folks, let's remember it's all of grace on our best day. If we walk in the light, maybe some of you are saying, you know what, Pastor Rudolph, I'm not walking in the light right now. I've just had a string of bad decisions and I just, so, you know, well, you know what? You can go home and you can by the mercy of God and the grace of God, you can go home and you can step out by faith missionally and say, I'm going to start making the right choices. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to start having my devotions again. I'm going to step out and start, you know what? If we walk in the light, I tell the young people, sometimes I preach this at camp. And I call them unemotional righteous choices. Unemotional righteous choices. Listen, we know what's right. Amen? We've heard enough messages. We know what's right. But sometimes we just don't feel like doing it. Your kids ever pull that on you? You're like, hey, get up and go to school. I don't feel like it. Oh, well, then stay in bed. You know, we don't want you to move until, you know, you get this get out of bed feeling. You know, try that on your boss. I'm not coming to work today. Why? I just don't feel like it. I have to be true to myself, you know, true to my feelings. No, there's a lot of things we do. We walk in the light because we know what the light is. Jesus is the light, and he tells us what is right. And sometimes we need to just do that. And when we step out by faith and do what's right, even when we don't feel like doing it, there's power because the blood of Jesus Christ continually cleanses us from all sin. One of the things your neighbors are looking at is this person walking? Is he clean? Is he clean? Is he living a holy life? Boy, I tell you what, that's something that we get by obeying him. So we have the blood, the continuing work of the blood of Jesus Christ. Number 5, verses 8 through 10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Well, I think most of us are familiar, especially with verse 9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all sin. Number 5, the fifth agency we have is I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I'm empowered by the power of prayer. Number 5, by the power of prayer. You know what? Sometimes I think we're afraid to come and tell God all the stuff that's not happening, that we aren't missional, that we don't have a story, that we're like, I'm not equipped. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll never forget when, after a number of months in my church when I was a pastor, and I started with 50 people, and I was like, woo, boy, just wait till they hear me preach. In 6 months, I had 40 people. I was like, God, I don't know what I'm doing. And I started confessing. I'm like, God, I'm lazy. I'm hopeless. I don't know what to do. And I confessed. I'm like, God, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I'm lacking. I'm not the most intelligent person. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, God. You got to help me. Confessing our sins, you know. Sometimes I think when we fail, we step back from God like, I'm unholy and I can't come to you. That's when we should come to him. God, I can't do it. Be honest with God. Tell him about what's the deepest failures of your life. It could be a dark, dark sin. And you're like, I can't. Listen, and we will never be missionally unless we use the power of prayer. And by the way, I believe that prayer is effective. Amen? Do you believe prayer works? Yes, it says here, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And all that we lack, we can bring before God, and he will help us. And by the way, the end result of that confession to God and just pouring my heart out to him, I can't do it. We ended up growing 200% in our church, went from 40 to 120. And I'll tell you what, it was by God's grace. It was by just saying, God, I need you, I can't do it. And so we can step out by faith missionally into our world because we can be empowered by the power of prayer. Last of all, number 6, let's look in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, I want to ask you, who is he writing to? Believers or unbelievers? Believers, little children. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. Okay, but if anyone does sin, oh, do God's children sin? Do we get off of mission? Yes. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Number 6, I can step out by faith missionally into my world because I am empowered by the propitiation of Jesus Christ. Now, don't let that big word scare you. It simply means that God is satisfied by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Have you ever failed? And that's what he's talking about here in these two verses. I'm writing these things to help you in chapter one, but if you slip up again, and boy, we mess up. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate, an agent, agency with the Father. Don't shy away, because Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, and he's interceding for us, and not just interceding, but he's already settled the debt. It's done. God is satisfied. Don't run away. Come to him and say, I don't know how to live missionally in my world, but I want to. I want to be on fire. I want to know your transcendence. I want to have a story. I want to have the word affecting me. I want to be powerful. Empower me. Because, God, I fail. And so, number six, by the propitiation of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you fail, repeat steps 1 through 5. Amen. I remember in kindergarten, I tried to make a bunny rabbit. You know, they cut them out of construction paper, and you had to cut out the ears, and I was gluing it all together, and I remember I cut out these ears so perfectly, and I noticed my neighbor, you know, Tom, I won't give you his full name, he still might be alive, but anyways, he cut out these ears, they were all jagged and crooked, and I was like, man, I'm glad I'm fixing the eyes and everything. I go to get my ears, and they're gone. And I look over, and Tom has glued them on the head of his rabbit. And I started crying. I'm like, he took my ears. And the teacher comes by and said, what's the matter, Ken? I'm like, he took my ears. And Tom, he really did feel bad. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. Here, you can have my ears. The teacher's like, that's the solution. Here, he took your ears, you take his ears. I don't want his ears. They're junky. They're crooked. They're, you know, no, it's okay. It's the same thing. No, it's not. Here, this will satisfy you. No. And she tried, oh, it's okay. And she glued them on. I don't. It wasn't going to do. Can I tell you what? Jesus Christ satisfied the Father. He's okay. And all sometimes the shabby, rotten things we try. Here, God, he's like, don't worry. I'm at peace with you. I've been satisfied by the sacrifice of my son. You can come back again and try again. Let's be missional. Let's say, God, let's see you use Highland Hills Baptist Church to win many people. Do you think there's still people out there hurting people, lonely people? Let's ask God, take these mission, these agencies in our life that he's given to us, and let us be missional to reach Grand Rapids for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word that teaches us how much you love us, how beautiful you are. Oh, Father, we want to be just amazed. We want to be in awe of your transcendence, of your love, and we want to tell our story. Father, we need to be studying your word. We need to be praying. We need to be confessing. We need to be walking in the light. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Christ that continually cleanses us from sin. And we thank you for the blood and the propitiation of Jesus Christ that continually lets us come back to you. And you are satisfied, not in our feeble efforts, but what Jesus Christ accomplished. And so we ask you to give us faith to step out, to be missional in our world, that many might come to Christ. Oh, Father, this is the burden that beats deep in our hearts. Use this church. Use us as individuals. God, use us. We don't know how to do it as perfectly we should, but we have all these things you've given to us to make it work. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.